Let's do a show that says our three favorite things about Disney Cruise Line.
Yep, three things we love about Disney Cruise Line was the topic.
Yay! Okay, that'll work.
All right, you guys sure? You ready?
Mm-hmm. No.
And it can be specific. Like, for me, it's going to be that
ice
cream.
Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Sharpie, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. We don't have Steve tonight.
No, Steve.
I know.
He blew us off.
Where is Steve this time? France?
Almost. Not quite. Ugh. Right now, he's downtown Atlanta.
Oh.
That's so exciting.
How exciting can it get?
Yeah.
The glamorous life of Steve Griswold tonight on 2020.
Okay. No, he had to work. So in preparations for his trip to Paris, and so we're going to try and do this without him. I guess he's getting us ready for when he's not here, and we have to do this without him anyway.
Which is never good.
No, not at all.
We always misbehave when Steve's not here.
We do.
I think this year we should behave. I think we should be exactly the opposite of what he expects.
Well, that would just take the fun out of it.
I know, because then he'd be too happy. And as it is, like at about 10 days' time, he'll be posting pastries and food on Instagram and just laughing at us. Oh, it's so hard over here. Pass me a pastry. It's so rough.
All right.
It's not hard to forget Chris Wood's love of a good pastry.
No, it really isn't. Or cake or anything.
A French pastry. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to be in France like 3 weeks after that, so I don't have to be jealous. Okay, never mind.
Okay, here we go. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about Disney Cruise Line. And we'll go over some of our top three things about Disney Cruise Line.
Right.
And they can be, they can be general, they can be specific. And hopefully Lauren will keep it to three.
That's why I said rut-row.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if I can keep it to three.
I know. Let's just see where it goes. It's a loose three. How's that? Steve's not here. He can't yell at us. Stop that. Okay. So before we do that, we've got a little bit of news that we're going to hit. And Sharpie, do you want to talk about that for us?
Which one, Lisa?
Anyone you want.
Well... I'll first cover something that's important as far as timing goes, and that's the upcoming changes in the monorail schedule. They've been having some issues with the monorail recently, and they are taking some downtime and limiting its operation hours to get those fixed, from what I understand. The resort and the Epcot beam are going to operate on reduced hours Sunday through Wednesday. And then they're going to resume their regular operating hours Thursday into Saturday. The express beam is going to be reduced Sunday through Friday. So it's only regular hours of operation are going to be on Saturday. And those changes have already taken effect. But the reason why I'm looking ahead is it's going to be through all the way into July. So even some of the peak travel time of toward the end of May, June, beginning of July, gonna have some limited monorail hour schedules. So that's not good. I saw some really long lines during a monorail outage this week. At the Polynesian boat dock and at the Grand Floridian boat dock. Of course, because you can walk from the Contemporary to the Magic Kingdom. But the Grand Floridian and the Poly both rely on boat transportation or monorail transportation to get to the Magic Kingdom. So limited monorail schedules definitely impacts those resort guests. So something to keep in mind as you plan your summer trips to the Walt Disney World Resort.
You know, funny thing, you jumped on that story, which is a good story, good news to get out there, but I was actually throwing Harambe Nights to you.
I know.
Because that's your story.
I picked up on it, Lisa, because everyone knows my love of Animal Kingdom. I'm really, really excited about this, and I'm actually, when I read this news story earlier in the week, I was actually really excited to ask Chris Wood's opinion on the coming of African-themed corn dogs to Animal Kingdom.
I think...
That just sounds gross.
It does. I'm not a fan of corn dogs anyway. They're just
That's
like,
why I asked.
Yeah, because it's like the most disgusting thing. Let's take a really disgusting hot dog that has God knows what in it, dip it in cornbread mix or whatever, and fry it. But if you're going to do like an African-inspired, I don't even know what that is.
I have to admit, I will definitely give it a try. I'm not all on the African spices, and I'm not really one much to really have a love of curry. So it's going to be...
Curry doesn't belong in a corn dog. Ew.
No.
Like, you know, curry on sausages in Germany, they just have a sausage. It's called a currywurst, and you can actually get it in the German pavilion. That's pretty good, but I can't imagine it on a hot dog.
On a corn dog.
Oh. Yeah.
So the Katamu Grill is going to be serving skewered chicken and kebabs with a flatbread sandwich and then famous sausages. Another stand will be featuring a corn dog, which is inspired by a South African sausage called a boerewors. So I mean, you can easily see that kind of German worst connection there. But then it's dipped in a curry-infused corn batter. So that's where the curry flavor comes in. And then there's also going to be Chef Mwanga's, and they're going to be serving a spice-rubbed karubi rib with a green papaya carrot slaw.
I meant to tell you that my husband actually, that's named after him, Chef Mwanga.
Yeah, but in true African form, this has a M, Mwanga.
Oh, so, well, they spelled it wrong. They need to change those signs.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's in honor of his moving to Georgia, the G part.
Exactly.
Yep. Chef,
because the only thing he can cook is like microwave macaroni and cheese and toast, but you know.
Now, I have to admit here, what I am really most excited about are the drinks that are coming. There's going
you
to
have
be
my attention
and see the first part was to hassle Chris Wood about the corn dogs. And then it goes to Lauren to hassle her about the drinks. So there are going to be a selection of South African wines. Ears peaked even more. I imagine, there's going to be a red sangria with Vanderhum, tangerine liqueur from South Africa, which I think that sounds pretty interesting myself. And then the Star of Harambe is the name of another drink, and it is going to be a frozen drink with Star African rum with mango puree in a souvenir mug. And I love rum, and I love mango. So put rum and mango in one drink, and Sharpie's there.
Sharpie's there.
It doesn't sound bad.
It's like the mango margarita was my first ever margarita with you guys, so that was fun. But then there's also a non-alcoholic tangerine lemonade, which the mix of orange and lemonade, the orangish tangerine flavor, I think that's going to be pretty good. And then there's also fountain beverages, including Sparberry from Zimbabwe. And I'm going to butcher this. It's Bibo. I'm not sure, from South Africa. So if we have any listeners who have South African roots and know the pronunciation, by all means, post it on our Facebook page. I would love to know. You know, I love all things Animal Kingdom. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to give it a shot. And then also the Artisan Village is going to be opening up sometime soon. So. Lots of those changes that we've talked about several times coming to Harambe Market. So pretty exciting.
All right. Well, thanks for the update on that. I like tonight's topic, and I'm going to jump right over to it. And we don't do a whole lot about Disney Cruise Line, but we're all so passionate about it. I think it's about time we did one. And I hope to see more of these on future shows. So, Disney Cruise Line, it just brings a smile to my face. I've been on all four ships. I'm trying to think how many total cruises. I think our next cruise makes us platinum.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I know.
Wow. I'm at the same place. Our next cruise will make me platinum. But unfortunately, because of an AEP, I've been on one more crews than Jesse has. So she will, it will take her another cruise to hit platinum.
Wait, you don't get credit for the AEP one.
I did.
So did Steve. Remember, he had one more
that's
than
right.
you.
Yeah, I did too.
Okay, that's right. You guys shouldn't, though. Okay. I'll let
of course we should, Lisa. We
I don't think you should, but okay. So well, that
me,
was a.
I've hardly been on like.
We're referring to on ship training programs for travel agents, and I don't think they should get status credit for those. But I'll move past that. All right. So do we want to just say in general, or go by ship, or what are you guys feeling?
I think in general. Yeah.
I think in general.
And if someone wants to get ship specific, they can.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and start with Lauren tonight. Am I putting you on the spot here?
No.
You're ready.
So are we going to go just real quick? Are we going to do name all our three and then the next person goes? Or are we going to each name one and then each name one?
Name all three.
Okay. So for me, I would have to say one of my – there's so many things to me that make Disney Cruise different than any other cruise line out there. And I've cruised – pretty close to all the different cruise lines. I think that you get what you pay for. And I think that just some of the things to me that set Disney apart would be my top favorite things about it. And I know everybody has their own private island, but Castaway to me, I think, is probably one of my favorite things about Disney Cruise Line.
Hands down.
I just think it's so unique. I think that the fact that it's just gorgeous there, first of all. It's so relaxing. They take all the guesswork out of everything. There's a family beach. There's an adult beach. There's a little bit something for everybody. You know, the family beach has that big, huge water play area in the middle of the ocean. I just think there's so much there to do and to enjoy that, hands down, it's probably one of my favorite things.
What I like is that it's so flat. I love doing the bike riding, and it's an easy family bike ride.
I haven't done that.
It's like $5. It's really cheap. I mean, it might not be $5, but it's very cheap to rent the bikes, and you can go around. There's back kind of in the middle of the island. There's what do you call it? It's a tower that you can go up, and you get a really nice view of everything around you. And it's kind of relaxing. I like it. It's a good family activity.
Yeah.
And they also have that 5K that they do. Mm-hmm. That's very popular. It's not so popular with me, but
no,
I don't want to do it either. Like out in the sun, but they do, why would I want to do 5K there?
Well, they also do it early enough where it's not too, too hot.
You know what would be perfect? If you could do it in a car.
Mm. with like a big bottle of wine at the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of a 5K in a car. That's coming soon to a NASCAR track
it's
near you.
It's going to be great.
Just think how quickly you could get through that race.
You could. And then you could get over to that like adult beach and just have a steak.
Yep.
It'd be great.
Yep. Would have to agree with that.
I think one of the coolest things about Castaway Cay, specifically in terms of Disney Cruise Line, is it the ship docks on the island.
Yeah, it's right there.
That is kind of nice.
No tendering.
Because the tendering sounds a little scary, right? I've never done it, but that's why people don't like it, right?
It's not bad.
It's time consuming.
Yes.
The time that you could be
spending soaking up rays on a beautiful tropical beach, you are stuck in line waiting to get on a little tender boat that kind of
bobs. So many at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or even if you're like me and you're hiding under an umbrella with like three towels on you, just peeking out through your sunglasses. Hey, that's still enjoyable.
And that's another thing too. If with the ship pulling right up to the island, you are on your own schedule. You can come and go off the ship as you like. You're not waiting on someone else's schedule. So that's, I mean, for someone like you who really for health and safety purposes, has to limit their sun exposure. That's a great thing, because you can go right back to the ship as soon as you get hot.
I know, because I am like so pale. I mean, like, delicate, we joke,
flower.
I am, but we joke about it. But like 10 minutes. I mean, you know, it's, I didn't choose to be this delicate. I just am.
You even have to use prescription sunscreen, don't you?
No, I can use regular, but I use like a 75. And a big hat.
She's not delicate. Don't get crazy.
I honestly thought she had to use some type of medical grade sunblock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've sort of become recently famous for my big hats, you know. Mm. So, but yes. It's very difficult.
Okay. Anyway. Lauren.
Yes.
You want to continue?
I sure can.
Okay.
The next thing on my list is the service. I think hands down, Disney has the service to a T. I think that you're not going to receive the same type of service on any other cruise line. I don't care what cruise line you go on. I think that, you know, Disney is in the service business. And I think that they just provide such a level of customer service. That you really can't beat it. You really can't. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you agree with that?
Service, you can't beat it.
It's supreme.
You know, you get what you pay for. You really do. And I say that all the time to people.
True. We cruised with Carnival once and we will never do it again.
I love your Carnival story.
Oh, it was a 2-night cruise. That's the worst thing. It was a 2-night cruise.
Mine was a 3-night. I almost jumped overboard.
Oh, you hated it so much.
I hated it. She got
off the ship and she's calling me and like just irate. Just so unhappy.
And you know what was so funny? It was a free cruise.
It was free.
And you know what? If they offered me another free cruise, I would decline it.
Do you know what's funny is
Hollywood.
Everyone who, if you listen to the show from the very beginning, you remember Natalie, who was on the show, and Natalie for some reason went on Carnival, and it was the Carnival sensation, right?
And burning sensation.
This was like 3 years ago, and every pixie who knows Natalie will never call that ship anything other than the burning sensation.
And can I tell you something? That's the ship I was on. And I can tell you for a fact, it is absolutely the burning sensation.
Well, because of all the smoking was pretty bad too, right?
Oh, the whole thing was just horrible. There's just nothing.
And then Lisa did that one last year and she didn't like that. What was it? Was it? Oh, gosh.
That was, we did the Dream and that was 2 or 3 years ago.
No, you did the.
Oh, I did MSC.
Yeah, you did MSC last year, just you and the girls and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, it's important to note that this is that Lisa was talking about the Carnival Dream, not the Disney Dream.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we did MSC.
And you did not love that either.
I didn't love it. It wasn't what I expected or what I was used to. It was very European.
Was it what you paid for?
Yeah. You know, it wasn't terrible by any stretch of the imagination, but it was meant for a different type of person.
Oh, okay.
Like a partier person?
No, older. I would parallel it to perhaps Holland.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Holland America.
Which is home to the most. I this was true about a year ago. I haven't checked it since then, but I've said this before. But Holland America is home to the largest number of geriatric deaths at sea. that just gives you an idea as to Holland America's clientele.
Right. And you know what's funny is one of our agents, Tracy, just went on Holland America and absolutely loved it. So
yeah, it is an older crowd, though.
Right.
It's definitely an older
crowd.
The service
is impeccable.
It is. It's very good. People stay on those cruises week after week, and they do back-to-back-to-back type of things.
Yeah.
Although they do that on all cruise lines. It's just interesting. But with just a quick tangent, because we're good at those, on MSC, the things that I found uncomfortable or undesirable, the smoking on board.
I didn't like that in Carnival either.
Yeah. The food was, it was very European. And it's a European line, so that goes without saying, I suppose.
Yeah, but they're all somewhat European lines.
But not DCL. Like, no. DCL didn't give me that feeling at all.
No, and it never does. But all the other cruise lines do.
Right. Well, but
yeah,
we've
I'm
also
sort of hoping that even when I'm in Europe, it doesn't give me a European feeling.
I say it's either Europe or Vegas. It's one or the two of those.
Sounds like a Griswold movie in the making.
Indeed.
I don't like that cheesy Vegas-y look at all. And to me, like when I saw Lisa's MSC pictures, that's kind of the vibe I got.
It was a very sparkly, shiny ship.
Yeah.
Very glitzy. But the third thing that I didn't prepare for was the topless sunbathing. And
oh, that's European, yeah.
It is. And whether you were 8 or 80, you were not everyone, but you were topless. And everywhere in between. So back to Disney.
Oh.
So service.
Service was my next one. My next one after that is the cabin size. I like that Disney's cabins don't have that, you know, I'm in a coffin type feel.
Yeah, and it's true.
Very true. Their cabins are definitely more family oriented. You know, I mean, we put my family of four on the Norwegian Epic in one cabin. And it was not, you know, it wasn't an inside cabin. We actually had a veranda cabin. So it was an upgraded cabin, but it was, you know, we were literally climbing over each other to go to the bathroom. You know, if you put a family of four in a veranda cabin on Disney Cruise, you're going to have a lot more space. I mean, we had four adults in a veranda cabin. Right, Chris?
Yeah, and it was totally fine.
And it wasn't bad.
The only issue was really the bathroom, but that was kind of a non-issue because, like, Michelle and I would just go up to the gym and take a shower there.
Right. So, I mean, we made it work, but, you know, if a family of four on a Disney cruise is going to have a lot more space to move around. So I think that sets them apart, and I really like that about the Disney cruise. And I do have one more after that. Sorry.
And also the split baths.
Yes, the split baths is nice, too.
Yep.
Well, explain the split baths, Sharpie.
Split bath gives you a sink and a toilet in one compartment. I would call it a room, but that would be generous. But then it also gives you a sink and a shower in the other area. So two people can get ready at the same time. And one person using one bathroom fixture doesn't block the other person from using the other. So it's very convenient and very flexible for families.
I like the entertainment on Disney Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I love the shows that they put on. I love that you can do the character meet and greets, and it's not in your face Disney, but it's there if you want it. I love the themed nights. I love the fireworks at sea. I like all those little extras that Disney puts out. And their shows, I think, are great because, you know, you do get that little bit of Disney there too, which is nice.
Can I just make a confession right here?
You hate the shows.
I don't hate the shows. I can take, like, maybe on a 5-night cruise, I can take 2 nights of shows. But Kevin and I were like, okay, this cruise, we're going to be on that cruise for 7 nights. We are not going to the shows ever for 7 nights in a row. So I can't take them. It's all the singing, the dancing, the blah, blah,
that's
blah.
A show.
Happiness.
See, I love Disney shows.
I love Disney shows.
They're all right. Like I said, I don't dislike them. I just would rather, I told Kevin, I said, you know what? I'm pretty sure the Stanley Cup playoffs are going to be going on while we're there. I said, I will go sit with you and have a beer and watch the Stanley Cup playoffs before I will watch shows every night.
You are just a curmudgeon.
I am not a curmudgeon because I totally had told my husband I would watch hockey playoffs with him. Come on. I'm like a giver.
Curmudgeon.
No. I like the Aladdin show.
Love the Aladdin show.
But then some of it is just like all strung together and congruous. It doesn't make any sense. The kids start squirming in their seats. I'll skip. So.
See, I think the shows are the perfect length.
I think they're a good length.
Now, I have to say, the best shows I've ever seen on Disney Cruise Line were on the Disney Vacation Club member cruise.
Were they different shows?
Oh my goodness. They had leading stars from all of their Broadway productions do like their signature number one evening.
Okay, I would like that.
Absolutely incredible. If you're a Disney Vacation Club member, you have to try to make it to a member cruise at some point. It was incredible.
But then you have to hang out with DVC owners.
Well, right. So you're either going to enjoy the shows and hear all about how fantastic Disney Vacation Club is, or you're going to lock yourself in your stateroom and sneak out for the shows. So, you know, one way or the other.
Very good. All right. So, Chris Wood.
Okay. So, I think it comes as no surprise that my first thing is going to be food. I think Disney Cruise Line has really great food. And so I'm very excited. Like, for example, the ice cream. Like, you know, it's just unlimited. And I know I get way too excited about that, but that's like my dream come true. A soft serve ice cream that I could just sit next to and eat it the whole time. That's awesome.
It's actually a really good soft serve.
It is. It's really good soft serve. And I'm actually planning, like I was thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, well, the kids are still asleep. I can go. I can work out for like maybe an hour. And then I can just
ice cream and a biscuit.
Right. I can just eat. I know, because she knows my morning schedule. I'm like, I'm on my way to the gym, but first I'm stopping at Chick-fil-A. Shh, don't tell my secrets.
Can I get a spicy chicken biscuit?
And a Diet Coke? I don't have a kitchen. Anyway. Okay. So that's my plan. I actually looked to see if they had like Pilates lessons you could take or something, because I'm like, I am going to chow down. So the food is awesome. I actually like the buffet and cabanas a little bit better than some of the main dining rooms. I think the main dining rooms aren't great. I mean, they're good. Don't get me wrong, but they're not like, go ahead.
The rotational dining is awesome too.
The rotational dining is good, but I mean, like some of the entrees, I was just sort of like, eh, but I think overall, I think the food is great. So I'm very excited about that.
Ooh, can I tack on to food?
Yes.
Or Palo.
Yeah, see, and Palo is kind of what I'm thinking about here. I mean, the other stuff is good, don't get me wrong, but Palo is over the top. I haven't been to Remy yet, so I don't know
Palo
when that's going to happen.
Palo is a must-do for anybody who does a Disney cruise.
I think so, because I think that food is very accessible. Like, you don't have to be, like, a total foodie to eat there and enjoy it.
And it's not totally expensive either.
No, it's 30, what is it, 30 bucks now? It went up $5? Yeah, so it's pretty good.
All right. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. So I love the food. I love the beds. I think the beds are like the most comfortable beds anywhere.
You just like the beds because you like to sleep with me when we go on that cruise.
I know. I never even felt your foot. I mean, it was like every night I would wake up, or every morning I'd wake up and I'd be like, man, she really stays on her own side of the bed. if you don't know, we were very fortunate to go on the launch of the Fantasy, and Lisa and Steve, they only had three rooms, and they kindly stuffed as many of us as they could in those rooms. And Lauren and I shared a bed. And if I have to share a bed with anyone on the planet, well, you're at least one of my top five.
So, aww.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to have like my, you know,
your husband.
Well,
kids.
Yeah, he's in there. Well, the kids, you know. Exactly. Anyway, okay, so beds, food. What next? It's not the shows. I'm going to have to say Castaway Cay. I am not like a huge beach person, because I think a lot of times beaches are filthy. Because, you know, there's always like cigarette butts in the sand and there's, I don't know. But Castaway Cay is an awesome beach, even for someone like me who, after Sharpie mentioned medical grade sunscreen, I immediately Googled it. Thank you, Sharpie. I know what I'll be buying later tonight. So I'm not kidding.
I will warn you, my sister-in-law used to use SPF 100 on our nephew, and that stuff goes on like Elmer's glue.
That's good, though. I need it. Everybody who knows me knows that if they see me in the park, I'm wearing a big hat, a Lily Pulitzer dress, and I'm slathered with sunscreen. So, yes. So anyway, so those are my top ones. I mean, I love Castaway Cay. I love, first of all, as I think it was Sharpie mentioned, you can come and go. So I'm not going to spend 8 hours out there, but there's plenty to do. You know, there's hammocks, there's places to lay around, and of course, there's food, which is actually pretty good. So
Chris, let me piggyback on that, because I'm not going to put Castaway Cay on my list. As far as coming and going, most other cruise lines, you aren't going to want to go back and forth, because you either have to tender or it's just too far. It's just honestly too far. And it is easy to go back and forth. You can go run that 5K, go back to your room, shower, and then go back out. Grab lunch. They've got great lunch out there. You know what? I'm piggybacking too much. So finish. It's a nice short little back and forth if you want to.
I was done. Oh. So
okay.
I mean, that's pretty much it. So you can piggyback all you want.
Okay. Oh, I'm done. Okay, what else? Done?
Oh, yeah, I'm totally done. Well, we were supposed to have three, so mine was food, the beach, and the beds.
All right.
You know what else is nice on those ships? All the public bathrooms.
Okay. They're incredible.
Aren't they nice? I mean, it's a weird thing to focus on, but when
they're
I went
spotless.
In the...
spotless.
Do you know that bathroom next to the next to Paolo on the Fantasy? Holy cow.
I was just thinking about that same
it's
bathroom.
Like, why don't I just walk into my gold and mother of pearl bathroom and right. do my
oh,
hair?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really nice.
And even the faucets are just mm-hmm. swanky. It's like,
they really are.
Ooh, so elegant for a bathroom.
Yes, and like I kept going into all of them going, oh, this one's nice too.
And they're always absolutely spotless.
Can I add a fourth? I like
I
to
knew
dress
it.
Up. What's that?
I knew it.
Okay. I will use any excuse to put on something nice. I mean, like, and I think part of it's because I work from home. And so, like, you know, sometimes you're not always dressed up or whatever. So it's very exciting for me to be able to dress up for dinner every night. And that's one of my favorite parts. So.
Okay.
Or you don't have to. That's the nice thing. You know, my right. clients will say, oh, gosh, what do I wear? And I said, you know what? You can wear a pair of shorts and a nice clean shirt, or you can wear a ball gown. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that works for me.
Yes. The ball gown.
Yes. Absolutely. That's what I was thinking.
I have to have a separate suitcase just for that.
Okay. I'm going to go next. Since Sharpie got to talk about news first, I'm going to go next. Seems like an even trade. And mine, yes. I can't believe no one said Kids Club.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Kids Club. Oh my gosh. Better known as Oceaneers Lab and Oceaneers Club, right? Oceaneers. Yeah. They've got incredible kids activities. The facilities there, incredible, age appropriate activities, arts and crafts, just everything. The movies, they have character visits, which is going to bring me to my second thing, character interactions. Character interactions on the ship are so much better than what you would have at Disney World because they can actually spend more time. And I'm not talking when you get in line to meet the four or five princesses at a scheduled time. The scheduled ones, they do have to move people along, but you're also going to find characters going from place to place. And you can get some good time with them at those times and get the autographs and some personal conversations and just, I mean, Captain Hook stole Chris Wood.
He did.
He did.
We had a thing going on.
Yeah. He walked you around the ship.
Yes.
So, Peter Pan nearly made us jump out of our skin. Mm-hmm. We were having a conversation, actually a podcast, and he literally jumps into the middle of things like a kid, what you doing type of thing. And yep. they can play, they can interact a little more loosely than they can at Disney World. And it's incredible.
Yeah, we saw one of the coolest character interactions with Belle. There was a guest sitting in line waiting for the future bookings desk. And just the lady was just reading a book and all of a sudden Belle pops up. And she's like, oh, what are you reading? And she then and just goes into a great conversation about books and her favorite book and the value of reading and all the kids around were just enthralled. It was so memorable.
I love it. I didn't follow the rules too well. So that's technically two. My third one I'm going to say the games and the trivia and the different activities that they have scheduled. I love the little activities, and I think I love the trivia because it's usually Disney centric, whether it's music, Disney trivia, name that tune type of Disney trivia. It's always Disney movies, just oddball facts. It's like a little dream for me. Love those. And I love taking Chris because she loves to go.
Oh yes, I do. I should have added that. I should have had a number five.
Hmm.
Yay, trivia.
That's right. Okay. So that's my official third one, but I'm going to throw in a 3.5. Free soda. It's a nice little perk on the ship.
Mm.
And you get your free soft drinks and hot cocoa if you want. There are nights that it's chilly on the ship, and you go and get a hot cocoa. It's kind of nice.
Can I ask you a question? Because
yep.
You mentioned the childcare thing. And at what age can kids sign themselves out of the clubs?
I want to say it's 8 or 9.
Okay.
I want to say 8 because Amber could do it on the last cruise. So it must be 8. No, she was 9 on the last cruise. It's 8 or 9.
She,
I don't know the last
she
cruise.
She had to be 8. She was like 8.5.
Okay. So let's go with 8.
Okay. The reason I asked is I was kind of like hoping not to have to make that decision with the twins. So.
You'll have to make that decision. They do reach a point, a certain age, where you really don't have a say in it. They can come and go as they please.
Ugh.
Yeah. And
I barely trust the 12-year-olds.
Yeah. So they can sign themselves in and out. You can't have a 13-year-old that, you know, mommy has to sign them in and out. I don't know. I guess you could, but... And I haven't gotten my kids to that age yet, but has anyone else heard about that, where there's an age that they automatically get to go in and out?
I don't, that doesn't make any sense to me because it seems to
me that. I thought it was 12.
I want to say it's 12 or 13.
I mean, I'm going to let the big boys sign themselves out, but at the same time, because I figured the two of them together equal at least one 12-year-old girl brain, but I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But. I don't think I'd let the twins do it.
The thing that was nice about that is they do learn the ship, and mm-hmm. and I'm sure your kids have a good feel for the ship, and Amber definitely does. And if you're at lunch and she's raring to go back to the kids club, she can go sign herself in, and that's great. And you can make arrangements and let her know. You have to have a responsible child, but we'll let Amber know. We'll pick you up. Please don't sign yourself out. And that
well,
way we know where to find
her.
She's
a very grown up kid. Like she's more like a 13-year-old maturity wise on a lot of things.
Yeah.
So.
She is. But, you know, it's not this absolute freedom that we give her when we allow her to sign herself in and out. It's more of a convenience for us. We allow her to check Brooke in and out. And,
yeah.
you know, you reach a certain age and you can check your younger siblings in and out as well. So we send the two of them and, you know, it's straight there. And usually it's not checking themselves out. It's more checking themselves in.
Yeah. The checking in seems to go a little more, I don't know. It seems easier.
Yeah.
The checking out, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, I just wondered about that.
Yeah. I did have other things on my list, like the shows and the dinner restaurants, but you guys already mentioned those, so I kind of got freebies. You already mentioned them.
And we know you like that ice cream, too.
I do. I really
we're
do.
We're all going to have, like, our chairs next to it.
And you know what I like about the ice cream, and this is so ridiculous? I love making the perfect ice cream cone. I take my time, and I let it swirl up.
That doesn't surprise me about you, Lisa.
No, not at all.
You know, you see people and the kids go up there and they just start piling it on and it goes all wonky this way and
that
way.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, how can you eat that? It's going to melt all over you. There's no organization.
You gotta eat it really fast.
Yeah.
See,
so,
Lisa, I'm the same as you.
I do it nice
and
slowly.
I like it to have the loop on top.
Oh, yeah. It has that.
Yep.
It has the perfect little release. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what they need? They need hot fudge and caramel there too, just in case.
But they don't give you dishes though.
They should give you dishes. That's the other thing.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
It's really sad. I'm going all the way to Europe just for the ice cream.
This does you not know, surprise me in the least.
Chris, what's to say you can't bring your own hot fudge? Or at least...
Do you know what? I could, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could. You could get some Ghirardelli and really do it up.
I could.
You could have one of those little cups on a necklace. And you could have your chocolate sauce in a holster. Oh, this is good.
Yeah, that would be delicious.
Yeah.
The Sunday holster.
Yes.
I just think they're going to have to roll me off the ship. I am looking so forward to the food. It's really sad. So.
Okay. Sharpie. Let's talk to... Oh, shoot! I just thought of another one that really gets me happy.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Thank you. The Midship Detective Agency. I love that. With the Muppets.
Yep.
And you go here, there, and everywhere. And the interactive artwork and the clues. I love the Midship Detective Agency. Okay, I'm done.
I always see lots of kids having fun with that around the ship. And adults. Like
thank you. Like, hello.
So I have the distinct privilege of being able to piggyback off of all of yours. And the first one, Chris would mention the beds. The best sleep you have in your entire life is on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. That gentle rocking motion. I am out like a light.
Unless you're on Carnival and you have smoke billowing into your room.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, yeah. Yeah, which reminds me that our room smelled like epoxy adhesive on Carnival. Yeah. It was nauseating. But anyway, back to the happy ships. Yeah, just amazing sleep. Amazing sleep on Disney Cruise Line. The second thing is the safe. Each stateroom has a safe. I know that sounds weird, but once you get out to sea, or before you go to the sail away party, you turn your phone off and you put it in the safe.
I do like that.
And you don't touch it, you don't think about it, you don't reach for it in your pocket until you get back into port on the return trip.
Except now you have onboard texting, so you don't do that, right?
I will not. I will not. I want a tech-free vacation.
See, I'll keep my phone out for camera.
Oh, see, I always we usually carry a camera, so yeah. I understand. But yeah, keeping the phone off of communication mode, that's really where if you are in a career where you're constantly checking email, you're constantly responsible for answering a phone, it is an absolute disconnect, unplug from that level of connectiveness.
Or next year for free dining, I'm going to be on a Disney cruise. Just going to put it out there now.
There you go. So that's one of my favorites. Is technology, no internet, no email, no Facebook. I don't really care what's going on back on land. It is about vacation. It is about resting, rejuvenating, relaxing, and enjoying what the ship has to offer. So the third thing is that a Disney Cruise Line vacation is for everyone. I am the type that runs on the ship from the time I get there, from trivia to mixology to the different types of all the other classes that they offer, trivia, board games, all of that stuff. I'm constantly going from activity to activity. I love that, and that's so relaxing that I can just do whatever I want whenever I want. Oh, that's on the schedule. Oh, I think I'm going to go to that. Where Jessie, on the other hand, she loves to take a book, claim a chair at the pool, lay in the sun, read for hours on end, and just that's her method of relaxation. Where my method of relaxation, I like a little bit of that early in the morning, like a little bit of that late at night, just kind of checking out of everything and just sitting there watching the sea go by. But I love the activity. So there's so much to do or absolutely nothing to do. It's up to you.
That's why you need to sail with Lisa, because you could be the one to go to all those trivia things.
Lisa, we could go to napkin folding together.
I do that. And the towel folding?
I do too.
I love that.
I'd rather stab myself in the eyeball.
No. You know, we could make a knife for you out of a napkin.
Oh, that would be great. Thanks.
Yeah. And then, you know, when you stab yourself, it won't hurt so much.
And then I can just eat my ice cream.
And then, yeah, wrap it around your neck. Cool. Did anyone think of any others while it wasn't your turn?
I actually like that coffee shop. I think it's cute. And I don't drink coffee, but it's kind of nice and cozy in there. And they have pastries.
Yeah, you know, Steve loves.
He does.
He does.
He does. And what I like about it is they have like a punch card. So you can, you know, get free coffee in the
end. Is the coffee good in there?
It's not bad. It's okay. Not. And if we get the fancy coffee, the lattes or cappuccinos. So it's not coffee. I can't attest to that, but the specialty coffees are good, or whatever you'd call them, the mixed drinks.
Okay.
I'd call them mixed drinks. Okay, I think it would be fun if we did what we think are Steve's top features of the cruise line. And
oh, I have one.
The spa.
considering the fact that I believe Steve filled either two or three of the Cove Cafe punch cards on the Mexican Riviera cruise, I'm pretty sure that's one of his favorite features.
Okay. All right. We'll go with Cove Cafe. That was an easy one, though. Lauren, you're going with spa?
Yeah, I'm going with spa.
Chris?
I don't know.
I might have to go with Paolo. I'll go with Paolo.
I will say that when we were on Castaway Key, he did manage to point out women's butts to me. So maybe that was his favorite.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Lisa's good, like, tell me more about this.
Good ones or bad ones?
I'm not going to get him into trouble.
Well, you just did.
Yes.
Too late for that.
Yeah. I think we've got him pegged. Yeah, he loves just relaxing, the kid time. He loves to go sit in a lounge chair. Loves to go to Cove Cafe, read his book, get a coffee or two. So, and he enjoys the activities, the different, well, at least I think he enjoys them. I drag him along. Maybe he doesn't. Well, let's just say he does. So, there
we'll
go.
With that.
We'll go with that. It's a winner. Okay, so I think that's going to just about wrap up our topic for today. From here, we're going to go to our tip of the week. And our tip also relates to our topic with Disney Cruise Line. And the tip is that the staterooms on Disney Cruise Line are dark. They're very dark. And what we like to do is bring a nightlight or an alarm clock, something with an LED display that's going to put just a little bit of light in the room. If we forget, we'll go ahead and just put the light on in the bathroom and crack the door. But that's pretty wasteful, if you ask me. So that is our tip for the week for Disney Cruise Line. Chris Wood.
What?
You sound guilty.
No, I'm not guilty of anything.
All right, Lauren, can you take us over to Listener Corner, please?
I sure can. So we have a question from Ryan. And Ryan says, hi, all. My wife and I are fairly seasoned Disney goers, having been there a few times as both children and adults. Now we recently have had a baby. And we're curious what changes we need to make for Disney trips as a family. Now, instead of just as adults, we don't see ourselves going until she is at least one. We have both stayed on property. Which is better? Wait, sorry. That doesn't make sense. We both stayed on property. Which is better? And off property. Cheaper in a condo with kitchen, living room, etc. And a car. I will not take any non-Disney shuttle. Any additional tips on this would be greatly appreciated. Thanks.
First piece of advice, stay on property.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With a 1-year-old?
Is he saying he wants to stay off property?
No, he said it was confusing the way he wrote it. It was
they prefer to stay
both on property, which he prefers, but they've also stayed off property, which is cheaper in his opinion.
Okay, it is often.
Yes, but it's so inconvenient.
Right. Well, and I tell people this, and you and I have had this discussion many times. It's not about space when you're on Disney property. It's about convenience. And if somebody is only interested in space, it's really difficult to sell them on the convenience of Disney property.
Right. But here's the thing with what he's looking for. I think with a one-year-old, that ability to go back to the hotel and take a nap without having to go to the parking lot, get on a tram, find your car, go to the hotel.
Drive yourself.
Right. Drive yourself to the hotel 20, 30 minutes out, depending on where you are. Take a nap, do whatever you got to do, get back in the car, drive back to the Magic Kingdom or wherever park you're at, park the car, get back on the tram, get back to the main gate, go through the, like, to me, that's just so much work. It's not worth it.
It's a ton of work. And the thing that always happened to us was that the kids would be asleep before they'd get out of, you know, they'd fall asleep in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you get to the hotel and you're like, oh, okay. So now what do I do? They're wide awake. I want to go back to the parks. What was the point of that?
Right.
So, yeah.
It's moot. So, whereas if you're on Disney property, hop on the monorail, hop on the bus, you're back at your hotel, go for a swim, take a nap, and then head back out. I just think it's so much easier. And especially if you have little ones, staying on the monorail, if you're going to do a lot of Magic Kingdom, is key. It's worth
it. And I think that, you know, the monorail is not always realistic for everyone, but I think anywhere on property is more convenient than off property.
Me too.
And here's the other thing is that, and I don't know if you've experienced this yet or any of you, but do you think at this point with the 60 days out, being able to do your fast passes versus 30 days, that really the convenience factor is important still, but this is an even bigger deal?
I don't necessarily know about that. I think certain things, Anna and Elsa.
Yeah.
You know, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, some of those big ones like that, that you're not going to get if you wait, are going to help. But I think, you know, even 30 days out, I think that they're still loading some in at that point. You can still get things. You're just not going to get as much availability.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. And if you have any comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you are enjoying our shows, you can go over to iTunes or, again, to mousechat.net and download them there. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.